Jerry Bader Show, 923. I want to do this topic quickly because, well, for a couple of reasons. It's not that big, and if I spend too much time on it, people are going to accuse me of criticizing Scott Walker again. I'm not going to criticize him. I disagree with what he's doing here. On Friday, the federal government gave Scott Walker another 6 months to decide about the controversial casino, tribal casino in Kenosha. This is notable because he now does not have to make a decision until after he faces re-election in November. I believe what happened here is at one point the governor opposed this casino and changed his mind. The problem is, again, this is all my conjecture, he has been unable to get the other tribes to go along, and he put that proviso in there that there had to be unanimous support by all the tribes, and I can't ever see him getting that. He's now decided he wants this casino, but he's between a rock and a hard place. I disagree with pushing this off. The facts are known. A decision should be made. The right thing to do is to make the damned decision. Should have made it some time ago. What's going to change in the next 6 months other than the fact this won't be an election issue? Yeah, it's criticism to this regard. I don't believe in holding policy hostage for political reasons. And I think at this point, he should have made a decision. By the way, in a statement issued after the extension was approved, the Menominee made clear time is of the essence because they fear Illinois lawmakers will approve the opening of a new casino in that state, including a facility near Waukegan, just south of Kenosha, which would probably make it almost impossible. I strongly disagree with that type of maneuver. Speaking of Illinois, there is an incredible opinion piece in the Chicago Tribune. I'm not going to read it to you, but it's called Why Illinois and Chicago Polls, that's politicians, are so frantic to raise your taxes. As you know, there's a candidate for governor in Illinois that's being called their Scott Walker. The belief is that in this election year, Illinois is at a tipping point moment. They either go over the financial cliff, or they come to their senses and they elect a Republican governor who will initiate Walker-type reforms. And what is the case that is made in here is the evidence is clear that the years and years and years of kowtowing to public employees and fattening their pensions has Illinois on the brink. And yet they continue to raise taxes. They raise taxes, as you know, just as around the time Governor Walker was proposing Act 10, they raised income taxes some 67%. Let me just read these two groups. They're not two paragraphs, but two groups of paragraphs. The Road to Perdition. 4 weeks before announcing to his fellow legislators that something had to give, Madigan, along with Senate President John Cullerton, had authorized the House and Senate vote of January 11, 2011. They and their fellow Democrats raised the individual income tax rate by 67%. They would extract more billions from the Illinois economy and hand the money to a state government that, despite that windfall, still qualifies as insolvent, unable to pay its bills as they come due. For many years, Illinois politicians pandered to voters by expanding those programs and services. They sweethearted their employees' retirements, which earned them union loyalty on Election Day. They cheated and continue to cheat by using lax Illinois math rather than the rigorous actuarial math they should have used to calculate the honest cost of their giveaways. Snapshot from a disaster. A 1991 Tribune editorial explained how former Governor James Thompson and legislators had settled on a new formula to end erosion of retirement funds. Then they ignored the plan, didn't appropriate enough to meet their obligations, and raised benefits for state retirees. Thompson, meanwhile, got a deal that doubled his own pension. What could go wrong? They had come of age, this generation of Republicans and Democratic leaders, in the untamed growth of post-World War II America. They bet that any interruptions would be brief, that inexorable economic expansion would pay for all the commitments they had made. They promised and spent and borrowed as they pleased, convinced that at budget time they would announce, "This is our number," and ever-rising revenue would be there to meet it. And that, taken together, is the reckless bet that the smartest among them now realize they've lost. Longer lifespans for pensioners, exorbitant retiree health costs, many government failures to set aside enough money, and yes, occasional recessions have been ruinous. The politicians' cheeky assumption that everything would work out didn't work out. And what they're saying now is, will they realize that? Will they continue to try to raise taxes and go over the cliff? Or will they take the opportunity here and make the change that Wisconsin did before it gets that far? Wisconsin was on this road. Liberals don't want to admit it, but this is the road to perdition, as Illinois, as the Tribune puts it, that Wisconsin was on. And it is a tipping point moment. Let's see if they seize the opportunity. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin. Visit us at forevermetalroofs.com today.